Now we're going to turn the page and go to another former Dolphin, a Dolphin great linebacker, A.J. Dewey. A.J. joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. A.J., how are you doing today, pal?
Everything's good, John. Everything's good, man. Glad I can get a little few minutes with you guys, share some of my thoughts and some of my wisdom with our fans of the loyal Dolphin family there.
You know what, AJ, it's always great to have former Dolphin players come in, and because everybody in the live chat, everybody riding around South Florida and listening to the show, they want to hear what the former players have to say. And it was good to catch up with you the other day at the Dan Marino Foundation, the walk at Sun Life Stadium, and a lot of great people there supporting a great cause. And we were talking about what happens, you know, the expectations now with the Miami Dolphins after an 8-8 season. Where do you feel that the Miami Dolphins are right now as a football team? Talking about talent on the football field, where do you think their strengths are, and maybe where do you think their weaknesses are?
Well, I mean, there's still some missing pieces. I mean, I know that last year, Jeff and the staff brought in some guys that I thought that would fit the mold and fit the pieces, and I don't think they did. I mean, hopefully they'll get some results. I can think of three guys that didn't fit the expectations of a fan, or probably of the coaching staff. That would be, I'm sure, Mike Wallace, LB, and Wheeler. You know, those are the three guys that were their three boot chip signings last year, and a lot of things were expected of them. And I don't think they lived up to par. I'm not going to say they didn't have good seasons, but when you go out and spend that kind of money, those guys have to be your boot chip guys that are going to be, you know, the guys that that are called to arms every Sunday and have to answer the bell. So, I'm looking for those three guys. If their plans are to, you know, stay in the organization and keep trying to develop, you know, some benefits from the, you know, the assets that they invested in. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, Brent Grimes obviously was a great acquisition. I mean, that guy paid huge dividends. Now, will we sign him to a longer contract? Hopefully we do, because I think he's probably a stand-up guy that's going to, you know, be a lockdown corner for several more years. I mean, I know he's a little – I don't think he's long in the tooth, but, you know, he's been around the league a while, but I hear the guy just is like one of the most phenomenal athletes that you ever want to meet. So I'm looking to see him stick in the fold for a few more years as well.
You know, AJ, one of the most amazing things, because I'm at practice every day and just watching – the guys warm up and you watch, you know, little, you look for hints, you know, certain guys want to stretch longer, certain guys don't do much. Brent Grimes is one of those guys. He might be 31 on the score sheet when you look at his age, but the way he practices and the way he goes about his body coming back from an Achilles rupture and kept him out the whole season, he blew away my expectations of what I thought we were getting and what we actually got.
Right, right. I mean, you know, because I saw the piece on Jerry Rice this past week, you know, that in the NFL does on some of these great legend players. I mean, I didn't know the guy played until his early 40s. I mean, that's sick. I mean, he fell off in the last few years. I mean, he was in his mid to late 30s, still just, you know, beating people, you know, taking the lid off the defenses. I mean, and this, you know, he may have this in his Grimes kid. I mean, he may be the kid who played, not the kid, but the guy who played for the Redskins for all those years until his 40s. You know, we may have that, you know, on our hands, hopefully. You know, that way he can give us 4, 5, 6 more good years, you know?
Well, you hope so, because you're going to invest a lot of money in that corner spot, and he's one of those playmakers. You know, it's all about watching the Super Bowl and Seattle's defense and the attacking style. We just had the voice of the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy Cephalo, on. He was talking about the team speed, the defensive speed of the Seattle Seahawks. That's where I envision the Miami Dolphins were heading when they go out and get Danelle Ellerbe and Philip Wheeler and a guy like Mike Wallace, even on the offensive side, but you put in a Brent Grimes and a Dimitri Patterson if he could stay on the field. That's what I envisioned this defense to be, getting maybe a little bit younger but a lot faster. But that didn't happen because it seemed like teams had a lot easier time rushing the football in the Miami Dolphins. What were your thoughts in seeing teams being able to run on this defense?
Well, I mean, I know that that was a concern. You know, I mean, I thought that was going to be the strength of our team, was their run-stop defense. And I knew that they were pretty happy with the package that they had put together for some pass rush. But, you know, just in reference to the Seahawks defense, I mean, you know, since you opened with that.
Yeah.
I mean, watching that game, I was so impressed. I mean, they have team speed, but their concept is so strong and solid and distinct that every time a player was in possession of the ball, there was always two or three people in perfect position to make plays on. I mean, it's almost like sometimes they were saying that, you know, Peyton was given – I mean, I kind of find it hard to believe that Peyton is as wise and sharp as he is, was giving out signals or giving out plays, but maybe they did have a little bit of a hunch or some kind of signals that some of the things that he was doing in terms of his hand signals and maybe the language and his feet and stuff like that. But, you know, the staff just had those guys so well prepared and had them in a position where every play Denver tried to execute, they were there to just take away any kind of execution that they could perform.
You know what, AJ, in reference to that, Richard Sherman, the cornerback for the Seahawks, he had an article a couple days ago, and he felt like they knew what the route concepts were on different downs, and they knew maybe a couple of the audibles from the first half, and they were very smart in the way they played, because if Peyton and the Denver Broncos had maybe gone to some double moves, something that was out of character, maybe they would have been exposed, but they never got to that because of the front seven. And you mentioned, you know, the swarming defense that you saw out of Seattle. That's something where the Miami Dolphins need to get more hats to the football, because when one guy's there and he misses tackles, a small play ends up turning into a big play. And it seemed like that was more of a trend than a one single, you know, issue for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure that defensively they coach him up that way, you know, and I'm sure that when they game plan and they put, you know, theory together and thoughts together on, you know, how to attack and how to defend, you know, all those things are in place and all those things are talked about. But then again, you got to execute. I mean, the execution has got to come just from timeless, you know, hours of preparation by the players. Players have to be able to just, you know, it's their job. I mean, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's more than a 40-hour work week. I mean, even though players, you know, only put in so much time on the practice field and on Sundays for game day, but, you know, you got to put in some serious hours to be able to perfect your trade. And maybe that's the one thing that, you know, Seattle just has going for them or some of these better teams. Maybe, you know, I know Coach Philbin. I know he's a workaholic. I love his style. I love his approach, but, you know, the players got to buy into it. And maybe that's the one thing that they could talk about in the offseason, just, you know, buying into it and just putting in more and more, you know, hours into your trade.
Yeah, that's true. You know, finding guys that fit the scheme that Kevin Coyle and the defense are trying to establish in 2014 going forward, trying to find a place for Deion Jordan to get on the football field. But a lot of answers to our questions will be answered this offseason and then moving into training camp and hopefully a solid 2014 season. AJ, thanks for spending some time with us, and hopefully we can catch up again real soon on the radio.
Sure enough, John. Always free for you, man. I can you know, help you at any time, and you've done a great job, and look forward to being with you guys again soon.
Thanks, AJ. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Former Dolphin great linebacker AJ Dewey joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all of our interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.